There was once a father who had two sons. One was hardworking and dedicated, and the other careless and reckless. One day, the older son came up to his dad and said, "Dad, please give me my share of wealth. I want to go away and explore my life on my own." Even though the father was hurt, he split the wealth into two parts and gave his elder son one part and let him go. The man went out, enjoyed all the money, wasted it on friends and vices like drinking, smoking up, debt to the world, but did nothing to earn anything back. Within just a few days, the money was all over. And he was on the street, hungry and begging. All his friends left him to survive on his own. Feeling ashamed of himself and how he had lived, he repented and dared to go back to his father. When his father saw him from afar, he was so happy that he called for all his servants and asked them to organize a big feast. He said to call all the villagers. There was going to be a celebration for the return of his son. On seeing this, the younger son got very upset with his father. He said, "I served you every day of my life, was obedient and hardworking, and I never gave you anything to be upset about. And yet, you call for a feast for him, one who deceived you and wasted your hard-earned money?" The wise father calmly replied, "You are indeed my best son, and I appreciate all your efforts. You have already lived a good life, and I'm so happy about it. But your brother was lost to the glamour of the world. He went astray and has now found his path and come back home with great realization. This is home, and home should always be welcoming. We must always be forgiving." My name is Shalini Gamre. I'm a psychological counselor, and I conduct behavioral training programs for corporates and educational institutions. How many of you have once done something for which you are still paying the price? The world is all about right and wrong. And if we can create some change in it, it could be that we become forgiving of others for their mistakes, for their realization. The truth should not be penalized, for there will be no value of it then. Repentance and realization should not still keep paying the price, or no one would want to really be better again. Open your hearts and be welcoming of those that come in humility and awareness of their faults. Only then will we be able to create a better world for people who want to get better.